Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast, episode 51.
Got this force coming through in my blood, in my veins, it's a current of love.
Today, we bring you our interviews with Blue Jays minor leaguers Jake Anderson, Justin Maiesi, and Reggie Pruitt. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen, and get your Blue Jays on. It's the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Welcome back to a new season of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. We're brought to you by the 2016 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the premium content section of Blue Jays From Away. This year's edition features profiles of over 200 players in the Toronto Blue Jays organization while giving you all of the info you need to follow the Blue Jays minor leaguers in action. The premium content section has photos, video, and scouting reports to supplement the profiles. The 2016 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the Blue Jays From Away premium content section. We've got you covered.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Jake Anderson, outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. Welcome to the podcast, Jake.
Glad to be part of it. Appreciate it.
Great. So this year, I think, you know, you just said that you're feeling great, feeling healthy. How much of a relief is that to be able to come into a year actually playing and being active and ready to go?
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling. You know, it's been a long, tough road, but there's no better feeling, you know, than to come in 100%, ready to go. You know, everyone wants to be a big leaguer, but nobody wants to put in the work and the blood, sweat, and tears to make that happen. So, you know, I'm excited for the year. I'm looking forward to a good year. So,
now, what's the hardest part about spending so much time, you know, hurt?
Being away from the game, you know. You know, that's what I do for a living, and you know, when you're not able to do your job, you know, it can really affect you. But, you know, I've had a lot of help from friends and family. You know, they're able to support me. You know, and it's just, you know, it's just working, you know, the process that it takes to get back. You know, a lot of it is all mental, you know. So, you know, with the help of the coaches here, Steve Springer, the staff, you know, they've helped me a lot to get right back on track, so.
So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what injuries you did have so that, you know, maybe, I'm sure it was more than one, so we can sort of get an idea of what you've been working through?
Yeah, well, I've had quite a few. The first one was my shoulder. It was really hard to diagnose. I remember diving for a ball. This was back in 2012 Instructs, and I just had this weird chest pain, and I couldn't really throw. I just had a lot of numbness and tingling down my arm. So we finally figured it out, and I had a thoracic outlet syndrome, which is your first rib compresses down your right arm. And so I had the surgery done. I had my first rib removed by Dr. Pearl. It was a long process, you know, long rehab, but he got me back on track. And then after that, I injured my right knee. I had a little scope done to that. So it's just been, you know, my shoulder and knee, but right now I've never felt better in my life, so I feel really good looking forward to this season.
And have you spent a lot of time down here rehabbing or a lot of time sort of back home? I guess you're from California.
Yeah.
A lot of time back home?
Yeah, it's about 50-50, you know, like during the season, the last couple of years I was here, and then the off season I was rehabbing back home, my hometown, Chino, California. So I've had a really good team, really good the strength staff here, the rehab team back at my hometown. They're really good, so they've helped me get back on track.
Have you talked to some of the other players who have missed a lot of time because of injuries about sort of how they deal with things mentally?
You know, not really anyone in particular. You know, a lot of it is just talking to the coaches here. You know, they're just really good people, and you know what? Like, at the end of the day, you know, my family too. Like, my dad was a big part of it. You know, helping me just staying strong mentally. You know, and just having the goal in mind. You know, to play in the big leagues, and not letting that drift from me. You know, because that's been a dream for me ever since I was a kid. And you know, like I said, I'm just, I consider myself lucky and blessed, you know, to be able to put on a Blue Jay uniform, and you know, I'm thankful for the organization to keep giving me this chance. So, you know, it's just having that motivation and that drive, you know, that no one can take from you.
Now that you're back, you know, on the field, what are you working on? What are you, you know, how do you think whether it's changed, you know, who you are as a player, or whether, you know, you're trying to find that player again, you know, what are you working on now that you're on the field every day?
Just pretty much my overall game, you know. I'm really focusing on having good quality at bats at the plate, you know, just really taking every pitch, you know, just really, you know, wanting to see the ball and not being passive, but, you know, every pitch is a battle. And then also from a defensive standpoint, you know, just being really reliable on the outfield, you know, hitting the cutoff man, just, you know, playing simple, you know, fundamentals, and just being the best player that I can be on the field, you know, base running as well, working with Rich Miller and Tim Raines. So just like overall, you know, I spend a lot of time watching games. So that, I think that's kind of helped me, you know, is just watching the game, that I can learn from that, you know, and apply it to my game. So just pretty much like overall, you know, I feel really good this spring. So I'm hoping to, you know, have that confidence into the season.
So what's the best moment you've had this spring?
You know what, just putting on a uniform and just showing up and playing a game that I love every day, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, playing with my teammates, you know, just overall, just playing baseball, you know. I wouldn't say I would have a particular moment here, but just, you know, being in spring training, you know, with all the guys, you know, and just enjoying it.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time. That's Jake Anderson, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Blue Jays minor league pitcher Justin Maiesi. Welcome to the podcast, Justin.
Thanks for having me, man.
So let's go back to the beginnings. Obviously, you were a third-round draft pick last year of the Blue Jays. Tell us, you know, what did you feel when you got drafted? Did you know ahead of time? Had you had talks with scouts? Things like that.
Well, the beginning of my senior year, I had no idea, and I was actually going to go for football to college. But then when the baseball season started, all the scouts started coming in, and later on during the baseball season, they were just telling me, like, you know what, there's a great chance you're going to get drafted, and you'll probably get drafted high, which for me it was hard to believe, because all of a sudden, you know, it was late in my senior year, and everybody's coming in. So, yeah, I kind of knew ahead of time. And when they called my name, it was, I don't know, I didn't know how to react. I was in shock, like, this is really going to happen. I'm leaving in a week, just after graduation. So I was in shock. And yeah, I mean, once I got here, everything's been good.
So you said that you were thinking about going to college for football. Like, what college had you committed to?
No, I had talked to a few of them down in New Mexico. And I had probably made up my mind with my football coach. And so I had told him, you know what, like, I'm going to go for football, because I saw my brother take the baseball route to college, and he didn't make it. And I always looked up to him, like, he's the greatest player. And once I saw that he didn't make it, I was like, what are the chances of me actually going somewhere? So I was going for football until I started seeing all the scouts coming in. Changed my mind.
So what changed that got the scouts interested?
Once they told me, like, you have the ability to go high in the round, like, you don't know how good you are and how much better you could be. I started, looking up pitchers and how my work was really good compared to theirs. And, obviously they're better than me. I was more experienced, but I knew if I could just fix little things that it would all work out. So just took a baseball direction.
So was it a tough decision once you were drafted, or did you know that if you were drafted fairly high, you would sign it and start a baseball career?
No, once I knew that I was going to get drafted, I knew for sure I was going to sign, because it was the way I started thinking about it a lot. It was either working with college coaches and just want to win and win, or come here and they're going to develop me into a better player and working with professional coaches who know a lot more. So it was kind of an easy decision.
So last year you pitched for the Gulf Coast League Blue Jays, and you had a great year. You won the Howard Webster Award. What were the things that you learned, and what were the things that you were working on throughout that year?
I learned a lot about myself when I got here. It was just a normal pitcher, but after they're working with you, they tell you who you are and what to do. And once everything starts coming together, you really learn about yourself, what kind of pitcher you are. And once you find that out, you just focus on the little details that make a huge difference. So the coaches out here, they're great. Anything I ask for, they're always here for me. And yeah, you just learn a lot about yourself.
So what kind of pitcher are you?
A power sinker baller. Most of my pitches are sinkers, and I really got to have great control of it. And once you have good control of your fastball, it gets a lot easier.
When you're pitching against the competition that you saw last year, you know, what kinds of things were you focusing on?
For me, I really don't think about the hitters. Obviously, when I got here, the level from high school to pro ball is a huge difference. But me, I knew if I did my job, then everything would just fall in place. So I just focused on where I needed to throw the ball, and the rest, it handled by itself.
Now that you're here, this is your first spring training. How have you enjoyed the Florida sunshine and sometimes not so sunshine, as opposed to, you know, what you're used to this time of year?
No, it's a big change. I wasn't used to it at all, but it was working with these coaches. You just never stop learning. I can't describe this experience. And yeah, like I said, you just learn every day something new. And if you take it in and study yourself, and it just all comes into place.
Now, obviously, this is now your second year in the Blue Jays organization. What are you trying to achieve this year?
Just to be, the same pitcher I was last year and get better at my stuff. Obviously, there's always room to improve. And yeah, if I just keep being consistent, then greater things will happen.
Great. Well, I also want to ask you, what do you do when you're not on the mound, when you're not thinking baseball? Because I know it can be pretty intense here. A lot of guys have things that they like to do to sort of just get away from the game. So, what do you like to do?
I like to relax. I like to get away as far away from baseball as I can. Usually I'm with my friends. We just hang out at the hotel, telling stories, just like regular teenagers. And if I really feel like I need to be with myself just to relax, I'll go hang out at the park, go to the beach, or golf, something. But yeah, I just try to, when I'm off the field at baseball, I put it aside till the next day.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and have a great season, and good luck in 2016.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Reggie Pruitt, outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. Welcome to the podcast, Reggie.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you're just telling me that it's nice to be here in Florida playing baseball. What's it like to be in your first spring training?
It's really fun. You definitely learn a lot of things. And being a high school guy and coming straight into pro ball, it's a lot different than those polished college guys that come out of a program where, it's kind of like pro ball, but Yeah, it's you definitely learn a lot of things. You learn how to be a professional, how to truly be a professional, and how to go about your business.
So tell me a little bit about your last couple of years of high school when you were playing and getting scouted. And what were you thinking? And you know, what were you working on the field as well?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I wasn't doing a whole lot of thinking during my last couple of years of high school and a lot of playing for the scouts, you could say, because my main goal, I mean, I don't come from a true baseball powerhouse high school, but the last 2 years, my junior year and my senior year, we made a couple runs in the playoffs, and that was kind of my mindset. And to help my team win was my mindset, and to be the best player I can be to help the team win each day. And the scouting, it kind of got me off my game a little bit, because sometimes I would see myself trying to play and please scouts where I just got to play, like, whatever happens, happens, you know? And, I mean, yeah, I didn't do a lot of playing for the scouts. I just played my game, but scouts definitely said I need to work on my hitting, and I mean, I worked on that when the time was to work on it, whether it's my cage work or things like that, not during a game, because during the game, I'm just thinking about helping my team win.
Now, what does that mean, playing for the scouts, or at least for you, what did that mean?
I mean, some kids, for me, it meant playing to try and impress somebody or to try and hit a home run or do too much or, like, just press. To me, playing my game is playing my game. If I play bad, I play bad. Everybody's going to have bad days. But I'm at the end of the day, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror and say, I played my game. I gave it my all. I didn't play for anybody else.
So as you got to the end of your high school career and you knew you were being scouted and you knew scouts were talking to you, what were they saying when the draft was approaching, and what were they telling you about, you know, where they might select you?
Well, initially, I heard a lot of top three rounds, and a lot of people talked to me about signability, trying to come off as signable, and I tried to keep the whole thing with college, because I was going to attend Vanderbilt. I tried to keep it, like, 50-50, whether it's whether I was going to go to college or go to the draft, so I tried to come off as signable. And, but for the most part, I heard top three rounds, maybe a first round draft pick with a team that's very interested in me, but either late second round or early third round. And,
Now, Vanderbilt's a good school, for baseball especially. You know, what were they saying about, you know, what they could do for you as a player?
Yeah. I mean, they're... Coach Corbin up there is a really good guy, and his philosophy is he makes good baseball players, but he makes you a better man at the end of your 3 years or 4 years, however long you attend that school. And that's what really drew me into that school, and that's why I really chose that school. But that was probably one of the hardest things I had to do, is call him and tell him that I'm not going to attend the school. I mean, it's a great school, nothing against him. It just wasn't the path that I wanted to take.
Now, you didn't go in the first couple of rounds. Blue Jays took you a little farther down in the draft, but they did sort of make up for it with the amount of money that they gave you. Was that really the pin? It didn't matter where you went, but if the money was right, you would sign?
Yeah, because, obviously I didn't go in the top three rounds. And money definitely was a factor, but I wasn't going to let money be the decision on whether I was going to play pro ball or not. I wanted to play pro baseball because that's always been my dream. And so, when they came with the money, it was an incentive, because the thing that I was thinking was enough money to take me away from Vanderbilt, obviously a life-changing school. And the $500,000 was enough money to do it and take me away from going to Vanderbilt and taking that route. And I just feel like some kids grow up as wanting to be college baseball players or play for their college team, whether it's Vanderbilt, University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, whatever. And that just wasn't me. I was, I've always dreamt of playing professional baseball and being a professional. So being able to get the opportunity at such early point in my life, I said, I'm going to take it.
Now, what kind of input were you getting from your support network at home? What were they telling you? Did it feel like you were letting anybody down by not going to college, or were they encouraging you to follow your heart and to go pro?
Yeah, my parents, it was mostly my parents. My parents just, they said they didn't care what the decision was. They just wanted me to be able to make a decision and not regret it. And right now I can absolutely say 100% I have no regrets.
Now, so you signed with the Blue Jays and you went pro and you got to the Gulf Coast League last year. What was that transition like from high school and going into a very different environment?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely some things I had to change, whether it's off the field stuff, taking care of your body because of the heat during the GCL season, or in-game stuff, whether it's seeing pitches, swinging at pitches out of the zone, things like that. And I felt like after my first 2 weeks, I got everything rolling. Or not even my first 2 weeks, probably my first week or so, I got everything rolling. I slowly transitioned to it because at the end of the day, I'm a baseball player and I'm going to be able to play baseball wherever I am, and I'm going to adjust to whatever position I am in.
Now, how did you feel about your first year as a professional baseball player?
I definitely felt well about it. I felt like I probably could have finished stronger because people always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I came out really hot and then didn't end too well. But I feel like the way that I came out hot and the way that I came out at the beginning of the season just gives me confidence and builds me up and lets me know that I can play at this level and continue to go up and play at each level. And but I do. I feel confident about my first year. I feel good about my first year, and I only want to build off of that and get better.
Now, what was your favorite thing about whether it was the season or whether it was the instructional league in the fall?
The season was fun. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of winning. It was a good group of guys. But instructs was really fun to me because I got to be around a lot of guys higher up in the organization, whether it's Anthony Alford, Roman Fields, those guys. I got to be around those guys and sort of build a relationship with those guys and see how they go about their work and see what they do and what has gotten them to the top. And then also, it was a lot of more hands-on, individualized stuff. And I feel like instructs really helped me coming into this spring and getting me ready for this off-season and helped me do some things that I probably before would not have been able to do now. Would not have been able to do before, and I can do them now with ease. So definitely instructs was probably my favorite part of last year.
Now, was there anybody who sort of took you under his wing or you know, said, okay, watch me do this and something like that?
Yeah. Not really, but I would always shadow those guys. I would always shadow Rowdy Tellez, Anthony Alford, all those older guys. I would always shadow them and see about, like, what they do that makes them who they are. Obviously, I'm not the same player as those guys, but they do similar things to me that have gotten them higher up in this organization, and I just try to mirror those things that not make me their player but make me my person and bring them into my game, and still individualize myself but get me up to that level that they are at and going about their work and playing the game.
Now, have you had much of a chance to work with Tim Raines at all?
Rock is he's a character, but at the end of the day, he's definitely done a lot of work, whether it's base stealing, outfield work, and even hitting sometimes. But he has definitely made me a better defensive player. We did a lot of base stealing, whether it stops or whether it's starts and going back to the bag and getting back to the bag and things like that. Well, if there was probably one person that took me under my wing, it would definitely be him, because he definitely looks out for me and he always makes sure I'm doing right and he always makes sure I'm doing what I need to do to get better and be the better type of player that I am.
Now, this is your first spring training with the Blue Jays. You know, what have you done here that you think is going to take you into the rest of the season?
Yeah, I've done a lot of good things here. I feel like I've swung the bat really well. I feel like my swing's getting a lot better and more efficient. And I'm just working with the hitting guys and getting my swing more efficient, because I feel like that's probably my weakness. That's probably my downfall right now in my overall game. And the more I get consistent with that is what's going to take me into the season and move me up during the season, or whether I get moved up or whether I play well or not during the season. So definitely getting my swing more consistent during the spring and taking that same swing, that same mentality into the game during the season.
Have you set any goals for yourself for the season?
No, not yet. I will probably set goals towards more of the beginning of the season. I'm going to focus on going to extended spring training right now, and I'm going to focus on that and worry about that. And then towards the end of extended spring training, I'm going to definitely set some goals, as I do for every season.
What kind of goals do you set for yourself? Is it like a number of stolen bases? Is it, a batting average you want to hit for? Is there, like, do you set specific numerical goals for yourself?
Not some of them are numerical. Like, my stolen bags last year in a short season, I wanted to have at least 20, and I had, I'm pretty sure, 15. So I almost reached that goal. And batting is not so much a goal of a batting average or a number. It's just having overall quality at bats every day and coming out to compete. And at the end of the day, did I reach my goal of competing and being the best competitor that I was on the field? That's the type of goal I set for myself, batting. And then fielding, I obviously want to have the highest fielding percentage in the outfield, and I want to make a goal of any ball hit within a 50-foot, 30-yard, whatever radius of me, that it's not going to touch the ground.
Well, we hope you reach all your goals. We want to thank you for joining us. It's Reggie Pruitt, and best of luck in 2016.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
That's it for episode number 51 of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'd like to thank Jake Anderson, Justin Maiesi, and Reggie Pruitt for joining me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Jays From Away. Come on back soon, and go Jays, go. Higher, higher, raise up your head.